October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In association with Susan G. Komen for The Cure, Southern Arizona, Arizona Public Media presents Voices for the Cure. Today, we'll hear the personal story of cancer survivor Janice Welkert, as told in a conversation with her mother, Rose Marie. Janice received her diagnosis in June of 2007, which was less than a year after the death of her sister Marion from a different kind of breast cancer. Using Marion's example, Janice was able to face the whirlwind of emotions that every cancer patient must confront with both bravery and grace.
When I was diagnosed, it was very different in this respect. I already knew that Marion had been sick, and I had already known what she looked like through her struggle. And I know that she was able to live a very full life up until the last month. And so, although I cried a little, I knew that I would mostly be living before I died. And that's the way I looked at it. I would mostly be living before I died. And I intended right then and there to make it a good long live in between there and when I died. I think it was harder to not know how I was going to tell you and Dad. What was that like for you to hear that I had breast cancer?
It was quite devastating. Having lost Marion less than a year before. And we knew of no one in our family at the time who had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So it was quite difficult thinking, you know, we can't lose two daughters to this same disease. And so we put our faith into God and prayed a lot.
Yeah. You know, it was comforting to me in one way to know that I didn't have the same breast cancer that Marion had, because I had a very common breast cancer, and so I drew comfort from that by thinking, okay, at least they know more about my breast cancer than they did about Marion's breast cancer. And I think it was the hardest part for me was telling you and Dad. And Dad didn't even sit still. He got up and walked away. So it was like, okay, I hit that one on the head. But I was kind of numb still from Marion when they told me I had breast cancer. So I already did the questions like, why me? It wasn't why me the first time. It was why Marion, you know? And I always thought, well, she had four kids, why her? And the only answer I got was, well, why not? And so when they said I had breast cancer, I thought, well, why not? You know, just because one person has it doesn't mean two can't have it. And because we had different breast cancers, it was like, oh, okay, you know, I'll see what this brings.
You handled every bit of your breast cancer from beginning to end to the utmost of one's abilities, I think. You seems to me like you had researched, you had asked different people about it, how they handled theirs, those that had it. And it just seemed like you didn't make any steps or judgments until you were sure that that's the way you wanted to go.
I think that's true.
How did you manage all that?
I think it's weird because when breast cancer kind of knocks on your door, it's like this whole other world opens. And it opens to people you never knew before. People that are your sisters now because they already had breast cancer that you didn't even know they had breast cancer, you know? And it's like, oh, okay. You know, and they're so willing to offer you strength and support and courage, and really because everybody's journey's their own and no breast cancer is identical to another breast cancer. I did talk to people and ask them what they regretted, but, you know, everybody makes their own choices or what they would do different. And I remember being told, you can do this. It will be hard, but you can do this.
Okay, you're now 4 years past
That's true.
Your surgery.
4 years in June.
4 years in June.
June 7th. Ask me, I know the date.
And you're, it, by all appearances, you're doing well, except you still get tired.
And hey, I'm doing well.
But you don't stop. You keep going.
And well, so that's life.
To be tired, I think, is quite common for most people if they don't sit down.
Yes. I take an oral chemo. That side effect is fatigue. And, you know, when you go through chemo and stuff, you learn about 1,000 different names for tired. And tired doesn't even touch the tired of chemo. That doesn't even, bone tired doesn't touch the tired of chemo. It's so deep. It's just a really deep. And when they talk about fatigue, it's different from just being tired.
How did Marion's journey through her breast cancer help you make decisions through yours?
I think that because Marion and I did talk so much, we talked a lot. It made me much more aware of all the aspects of your own care, like your spiritual side that you need to take care of, your emotional side that you need to take care of, you know, what you eat, the herbs maybe that will help to mitigate some of the side effects. And definitely it made me jump towards acupuncture, which I would never recommend anybody go through chemo without. It just made me much more aware of my personal responsibility, too, towards my own health. Like I was a teammate with the doctors.
Her remark once was, probably more than once, was, I'm living, I'm not dying.
Yeah.
And she strived for that goal, too.
Yeah. I remember her being mad one time. She'd talk on the phone. She was laying on the floor in her office. And she was mad because somebody had just left the room giving her a poor you. Poor you, I'm so sorry you have breast cancer. And she says, at least I know that I'm dying. They could walk out the door and be hit by a car, and they don't know how great life is. You know? She was really upset by the fact that they didn't realize what they had in life.
That was Janice Welkert, sharing her story with her mother, Rose Marie. There's much more information about understanding breast cancer available online at comansaz.org. We'll hear another story from Voices for the Cure next Friday here on Arizona Spotlight.